Hello and welcome to Vectis Radio Speedway Podcast, giving you all the latest news from the White Link Warriors. Email vectisspeedway@gmail.com.
Right, you join me here at the Andrew Hewley Stadium, and I'm here with Steve Luxton. Tell me, Steve, you are someone who lives in America. What brings you to the Isle of Wight Speedway?
Well, I got involved with the Isle of Wight a few years ago. I have a Speedway collection in Florida, hence the Cobra's Garage Mahal name on the sponsorship tonight. And it's kind of grown and grown and ballooned over the last few years, and I finally got to my first visit here tonight, and it was absolutely fabulous meeting. It's great.
Do you know Barry through Speedway? Because I guess you got quite good links with him.
Yeah, we really just kind of met through Facebook while he was trying to get this team together in the first place, and approached me to become a sponsor. And my sponsorship now has obviously grown into sponsoring my own meeting and a couple other riders on the team. So yeah, it's great to be a part of it.
Where did your interest come in Speedway?
Well, I grew up in Exeter and started going to Speedway in the 70s. Of course, we had a pretty good team back then with the likes of Ivan Major and Scott Autry and the like. That was my baptism of Speedway. I was watching those guys every week and never lost the passion for it.
And how is Speedway in America? Is it big? Is it as big as it is in this country?
It never has been, but it's obviously followed on the East Coast and the West Coast, mainly on the West Coast. But yeah, we have a lot of young upcoming riders. We just did pretty well in the World Team Cup. We made it through to the semifinals. So we're looking forward to the next few years and watch the youth come through. They're looking pretty good.
And I guess obviously you'd seen photographs and videos of here at the Andrew Hewley Stadium, but did it live up to your, a bit of a loaded question because it's obvious what the answer's going to be, but did it live up to your expectations?
It kind of blew my expectations away. It's hard to tell what a place looks like from photographs. Obviously a lot of places or parts of the place looks familiar, but just even where we're standing right now up on a balcony overlooking the entire track, and it's pretty spectacular view. So yeah, I love this place.
And got much else planned for your trip over here?
Yeah, a couple of days are fairly busy. Tomorrow we're off to Somerset for the best pairs there, followed by Cardiff the next day, and then on to Peterborough on the Sunday. So another rider that I sponsor there, Ostergaard, looking forward to meeting up with him.
All right, so a busy few days then. So nice to see you here at the Andrew Hewley Stadium. Hopefully see you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Barry Bishop, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, I'm here now with Barry Bishop. We've had a bit of an international interview today because I spoke to Steve Luxton earlier on. And we actually had, believe it or not, Barry, two people from Stirling in Scotland who come to see us today, tap me on the shoulder. And that's their, well, I'd say how old they are, but they're certainly my age. And that's their first ever Speedway meeting tonight. So there you go. The word's getting out there.
That's brilliant.
So great meeting tonight. What's your views on it?
I really enjoy pairs meetings as well. It's I would say, if I had to compare it to the US style meeting, that would win. But this is equally as good as you get towards the end when everybody wants to hit the final. We worked heavily on the track this week and put more shale down, and it was probably a little bit bumpy to begin with. It's difficult to do that, but the riders cope with it reasonably well. And that will only bode well for the future, of course. And I have to say, I was very proud of my darling wife-to-be, Lisa Sokol, who, and Tina Whitman, who won with their team, the Speedway Widows.
Yeah, I did hear there's quite a lot of vocal support on the terraces for the Speedway Widows.
There's always a lot of vocal support for the Speedway Widows, because you could probably hear in the background now laughing, because she's very loud when she wants something to win.
But it's a good win then, in by all accounts.
It's a great win, it's a fantastic meeting. I was so impressed with Adam Portwood today. His determination is something new here. It kind of matches up with Captain Cockle, and his hunger to win was outstanding. I was very impressed with him. I was really impressed with all of our heat leaders who rode so well tonight as well. Scott Campos was brilliant. And of course, Chris Whitman, who won the final with Josh. It is absolutely brilliant.
So things looking very good then. Things looking quite strong for next week when we're back to desperately being put off here for National League Speedway back next week.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I'm looking forward to Cockle scoring another point if he's lucky. Maybe get one this week, possibly two. But I'll. He's been underpowered and underperforming all season so far. Really struggling. No, sorry. He's there looking at me. Actually, no, of course, James always rides his heart out for us, and we love it. And we love his on-track and off-track interaction. I was really proud of him tonight. Unfortunately, Jamie is still a little bit off the pace when it comes to this sort of stuff, and had James had a different partner, I'm pretty sure he would have been in the final. Equally impressive Ben, of course, he got a maximum. I don't think anyone beat him tonight, so it's great, it was fantastic. The crowd was bigger again, and we had lots of people from all over the country, lots of people from the US, from Australia, so it was great, loved it.
Yes, and at the risk of I can say this, but the risk of sounding sexist, we even had what's the polite way to put it, women on the speedway track.
Yeah, so we had Hayley and Carly. Carly's from Australia, Hayley's from the US. They're here doing a tour here to promote women in motorsport, and of course they do speedway. I don't know if anybody knows this, but I did the world's first ladies only speedway school. I'm very big on women in motorsport, particularly having a go at speedway, so I was very proud to welcome them here when they asked if they could come.
Yeah, that's great. And I say, it's something different for Ireland Speedway, isn't it? What with the national leagues, and you go the extra mile to put these different meetings on, it gives spectators something to look at, and it's different, isn't it?
Well, there's lots of variants of speedway, and so we're really proud to put on as many different types of meetings as we possibly can. And I think out of the whole of the UK, we will probably have the most home meetings this year, more than any other club in any league, and that's something we're equally as proud of.
Yeah, well, as per always, Barry, it's a pleasure, and look forward to next week and some winning ways next week, no doubt.
Well, let's hope so. We're at Birmingham, of course, on Wednesday, and then back here on Thursday, so let's hope so.
Hi, I'm Jamie Seeley, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Well, you join me and Shania just having a social drink after the Cobras Garage Mahal Best Pairs competition. That was won by the Speedway Widows, which is just as well, really, because they were managed, as it were, by Barry's wife. And there would have been all sorts of trouble if they hadn't won.
And Martin's wife.
Indeed, of course, yes, the Speedway Widows. So we're looking over a slightly spooky Andrew Uni Stadium now in the darkness. It's about 10:15. We packed all the equipment away. What did you think of the meeting?
Great evening. I always liked the pairs competition. I loved it last year when it was out here. Loved it again this year. Great racing.
Yeah, there's always plenty of variety out here, as I've said to Barry earlier on when I interviewed him. Plenty of variety out here, not just the National League and the knockout, but pairs competition, and we had the USA style meeting. So it's all good stuff. And yeah, good crowd for the meeting tonight, and we need to look forward to next Thursday now when we're back to National League action, and we're hoping for great things, aren't we, with our new strength and squad?
We are, yeah. We got Adam Portwood recently signed in for us. Showed great potential today, winning a race, I do believe, and scoring many points, so that will strengthen up the reserves, giving Jamie a bit of a hand, and generally giving the whole team a bit of a hand, because obviously if the reserves are strengthened up a little bit, takes less pressure off Jamie Seeley, of course, as he was having to ride 7 or 8 rides a night, which is tiring. You then take pressure off your middle ground riders, which then takes the pressure off the top riders to deliver. So the full team really helps everybody out.
Yeah, so looking forward to next Thursday. The gates out here at the Andrew Uni Stadium open as usual at 5:30, and all the catering and bar facilities are open by then. 5:45 to 6:15. You can look around the pits. 6:30, it's meet some of the team, come out for autographs and whatever. 6:45, it's a rider parade. And then just after 7, the racing begins. You really need to get out here and experience the methanol and the shale and the not so much of a dust, because it's such a well-prepared track, we don't get much dust out here. But if you can't, if you really can't get here, don't forget, join us on Vectis Radio just before 7 for the Warriors against the Stoke Potters next Thursday.
That's it from the Speedway Podcast. Join us next time for the latest Warriors news. And don't forget to look out for live coverage of home meetings on Vectis Radio.